Hi everyone, this podcast is on the poem Kitchenette Building by Gwendolyn Brooks. Before you listen to the podcast, it might be a good idea to read back over the poem from your textbook. You could also fill in the poem title, the name of the poet, and the page reference at the top of the worksheet. The first heading in your worksheet is subject matter. So, in Kitchenette Building, you could look at each of the four stanzas and make one key point about each. In stanza one, for example, the speaker describes how the people who live in the kitchenette feel powerless. They feel they're victims of some involuntary plan. Their lives seem to be stressful, and they are greyed in and grey. They seem to live from day to day, and they worry about having enough money to pay their rent or enough food to feed their family. Note that you don't have to include all of the details in the poem, just the main ideas. So, to summarise stanza 1, you could say, in stanza 1, the speaker describes how living in the cramped kitchenette buildings is stressful and people struggle to pay their bills. In the second stanza, the speaker wonders if there is any space for dreams, if dreams could survive in the communal kitchenettes where the fumes of onions, fried potatoes and garbage fill the air. In the third stanza, the speaker wonders how long a dream would last for those living in the kitchenette, even if you were willing to believe in dreams for a moment and to give a dream a chance. However, in the final stanza, the speaker concludes that it's very hard to believe in dreams when you live in the poor, cramped conditions of a kitchenette, where people are constantly faced with real issues and challenges. Now, you might have a few ideas there, but it would be better if, in your own words, you tried to summarise concisely what the poem Kitchenette Building is about. The second heading is theme. One of the key themes in the poem Kitchenette Building is that of poverty. The people in the kitchenette struggle to pay their rent and to feed their families, and they survive on basic foodstuffs such as fried potatoes and onions. So your task in this section is to suggest what does Gwendolyn Brooks tell us about the theme of poverty from her poem. If you can, find one or two key phrases that suggest poverty, quote them even, and explain what they tell us about how poverty affects people's lives. Of course, you can decide to write about any theme you see in the poem. Other themes you could consider include injustice, dreams, community, or survival. Have a look at the title of the poem. Does that give you some idea? Or perhaps the closing lines. Think about what message the poet wants the poem to end on. The third section in your worksheet is quote three. So in quote three, you can write down any three words, phrases, lines, or images from the poem that you liked or thought were interesting. Say why you like each quote. For example, did any particular line in stanza 2 give you a clearer picture of life in the kitchenette? Or perhaps it suggested how the speaker was feeling? Or did it help you to understand the lifestyle of the kitchenette dwellers? And so on. The fourth heading on your worksheet is imagery. So in this section, you need to look carefully through the poem to see, did the poet use any similes or metaphors or perhaps symbols in trying to express the key ideas in the poem? For example, in stanza 2, the poet refers to onion fumes, she talks about fried potatoes, and she talks about garbage ripening in the hall. So could these stand for something else? Are they telling us something about the lifestyle that people lived in the kitchenette? The next section on your worksheet is language, and here you take a kind of broader view of the type of vocabulary that is used by the poet in the poem. So in Kitchenette Building, is the language complex or is it simple? Did you find it easy or difficult to understand? Do you think the poet uses conversational language that sounds a little bit like natural everyday speech? Can you recognise most of the words that are used in the poem? It's a good idea to suggest why you think the poet chose to write using this type of language. I mean, is the language appropriate to the subject of the poem or to the key message in the poem? If you can, give an example from the poem and say what you think of the language that was used. The next heading on your worksheet is form. So form is the structure or shape of the poem on the page. Is the poem divided into stanzas? Is each of the stanzas the same length? Look at the way the poem is punctuated. Why is there so much punctuation in some stanzas and not so much in others? For example, look at stanza 2. There doesn't seem to be much punctuation here. Why might that be in a stanza where the poet talks about dreams? And look at the way in which stanzas 3 and 4 are punctuated much more heavily. Could the poet, in punctuating it like this, be suggesting that the flow of dreams are slowed down in the reality of a kitchenette, just as the punctuation slows down the flow of the poem in the final stanzas? And is it significant, do you think, that the poet has included not one but two exclamation marks in the closing stanza? What do you think? In the next section on sound, check to see if the poet has used end rhyme. Can you see a pattern in the rhyme? What is the pattern in stanza 1? And does the poet continue this pattern throughout the poem? Did you notice that the pattern changes in stanza 2? Why might it change in this particular stanza, where the poet talks about dreams? Other types of sound to listen out for include alliteration, assonance or onomatopoeia. For example, listen to the phrase, fight with fried potatoes. Is there alliteration here? Does it draw attention to some key words? What do those words tell you about life in the kitchenette? The next heading in your worksheet is tone and mood. In the poem, Gwendolyn Brooks is writing about the kitchenette buildings. How do you think she feels about this form of housing accommodation? Is she feeling angry, do you think? If you think she is angry, then the poem could be said to have an angry tone. Some useful words to consider when describing a negative tone include the word annoyed or bitter, despairing, pessimistic, sad even, regretful or resigned. To find evidence of tone, you have to look at the type of words or vocabulary that Brooks uses in the poem and the details she describes. This will give you a good idea as to what the tone is. The mood then is the atmosphere in a poem. It's the overall feeling that you, the reader, experience when you read that poem. For example, if Gwendolyn Brooks is angry in the poem, then the tone is one of anger. But having read the poem, you might feel sad. And if so, then the mood of the poem is one of sadness. The final heading is personal response. The starting point here can be, did you like the poem Kitchenette Building? Why was that? What features of the poem interested you? Were you impressed by the poem's key idea? Or was it the way the poet wrote the poem and the language that she used? Perhaps you learned something new from reading the poem. Or maybe you could identify with some of the feelings in the poem. When you state a personal response, try to add a quotation from the poem to illustrate your point.